Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day. Day, day.
Together. Welcome back to the Laundry Day podcast. Holy shit. If you're new here, I'm your host Lila, and I'm here with my amazing, incredible, beautiful, smart,
talented,
intelligent.
What else?
Annoying as fuck.
Wow.
Co-host and co-husband James, and we're here to give you your weekly recap.
How long has it been?
Since like a real episode, mm-hmm. I think the last one was like April of last year, I think.
But the last few were so spaced out.
But they were so spaced out. So the last like official, I feel like, was 2017.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
2017. So it's been a solid 2 years since we've recorded.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It feels weird.
I know. It's weird to get back
this
into
is
it.
Weird.
Don't make it weird.
Am I making it weird?
Yeah, now you are. You said it's weird. Now it's weird.
Well, it just I don't want to say like we're back. Like I don't want to have that. We're back again. I don't want to do that because we're back like 7 times now. So like this is the actual
back. We just
got to
be back. Yeah.
But actually it's not even we're back. It's season two.
That's fair. I like
that. Season two. We're doing it. New, we're doing it different. Before I felt like we were trying to like do it like the old style and like make it like it was, but it had been too much time had passed. So now it's just new. Now it's a new season, it's new everything, new place, new setup, new every fucking thing.
Same old equipment that we have to get new stuff, but
yeah. And same us.
We got some new
like
stuff.
We're the same.
Well, it's been a while.
But we're still Lila and you're James.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's still like we're still Lila and James, and this is still the Laundry Day podcast, and we're still gonna keep it 1,000%. So that hasn't changed, but everything else has.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yep. Let's get into it. First and foremost, we have breaking news. Can you do like a bulletin noise? Like, dun, 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 dun. We need that because it's breaking fucking news.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj announced her retirement.
Yeah, but like...
But okay. Let me... Hold on. Nicki Minaj didn't even announce her retirement. She tweeted her retirement, that she was retiring from music. Let me read the tweet.
Okay.
I've decided to retire. And also to mention, her Twitter name, like not the @, but the name is Mrs. Petty. So just starting there. Cleo, shut the fuck up.
Cleo, go to bed.
You fucking bitch.
In new news, we got a dog.
In new news, we got a dog. And she's a fucking stupid bitch. So, Nicki Minaj, I've decided to retire and have my family. I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. In the box, because X in the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life. Emojis.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a marketing scheme. She's going to have new music out probably in a week, and she'll be back. And also, who gives a fuck?
That part, but the best part is she then recanted the whole thing, like, maybe a couple hours later. And that she, like, admitted to having, like, this whole hissy fit over, like, the industry pressure into her. And, like, you know how a while back they were talking about how she didn't write her own stuff and she got super defensive about it. But like, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like a fact.
And honestly, who in rap has ever actually retired? Because I'm pretty sure I was maybe 8 when Jay-Z said he was retiring. What?
Yeah.
He never retired.
Yeah.
He literally never did.
Also, there's so many, I don't listen to any of them, but there's so many new women artists that are like blowing up.
Yeah.
And she's just...
She's not up to par.
I don't know. I don't think so. I never liked... What's that song? bass, boom, boom.
That super bass?
That was my shit for a while.
Yeah, that was like a million years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Nicki Minaj is not relevant anymore. And honestly, ain't nobody checking you. Yeah, ain't nobody is checking you because we're checking for Cardi B right now.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is ahead of your bitch Lizzo.
Big bitch.
James loves him some Lizzo.
Just that one song, but she's superstar.
She's superstar.
Yeah, she's a superstar.
She's superstar. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She's amazing. And you she's seen
massive.
That flute?
I love how she just embraces that she's massive, honestly.
Massive?
She's huge.
That's such a terrible word. Don't.
Okay, sorry.
James.
She's fat, fat.
James.
What?
You can't say the F word.
It's a fact. That's a fact, though. She's fat.
That's James. Stop saying that.
Okay,
but don't cut this out.
No,
please
not.
Cut this out.
I'm not.
James, I don't like that.
All right, I'll cut it
you
out.
Really love, you really love her, though. So
she's awesome.
So don't make any part about it bad. Like you said, I love her even though she's massive.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even though she's massive. It's I love her and she's massive.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
Like, not, oh, but like. Her be. Like, she loves herself. Love myself. You should love yourself. Don't worry about anybody else.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Over here trying to comfort her whole life.
Yeah.
So do you think Nicki Minaj kind of felt that pressure from these other female artists that are doing so well right now that she's like, meh, I can't keep up? Because that's what I think.
I think so. I think she's also, it's like known that she's just a massive pain in the ass, like in the industry.
Is that known?
I think that's known. I don't know, but that's what I've read.
You've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that through my sources. And
she's also kind of the worst. Like, honestly, everything she's done recently has been bad. There's been excuses for why she can't perform places. It's like things haven't been working out.
Yeah.
Like musically. Okay. Next on the docket. Oh, I should talk like that all the time.
No, you shouldn't.
Next on the docket.
Definitely don't.
All right. Okay. James, sorry to break it to you.
What?
Jewels are killing people.
Yeah, but like...
James, your beloved baby Julia.
Julia?
She's going to kill you.
So, I guess people have been dying from vaping.
You guess?
But
it's fact.
Here's a
as we say. It's fact.
Yeah, but like also, duh. Like you shouldn't be putting anything into your lungs that's not supposed to go. I know it's not good for me. I know when I was smoking cigarettes, it wasn't good for me, but I enjoyed it. So let me just live.
Okay, it's not that. It's worse than cigarettes.
I probably could have imagined that. Like, But
you still smoke it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Yep.
You fall asleep with it in your mouth.
Well, I don't. In my hand.
So this is turning into an intervention.
Okay.
I care about you. I love you and all that. But will you get help today?
Uh-uh.
This Juul thing is getting out of control. You're smoking it right now.
I'm never going to stop.
Without fail, it's literally in your hand when you fall asleep. Or I wake up and it's like in my back. Because it's fallen out of your hand. So now it's just on the bed, in the middle of the bed.
So here's the thing, right? Like, I can't eat what I want because I'll get fat. I can't smoke cigarettes because they're bad for you. I can't vape because they're bad for you. I can't drink. I don't like to drink that much, but I can't drink because it's bad for you. Everything that's good is bad for you. I'm going to have one vice, and that's going to be it. I'm sorry.
But I don't want you to die tomorrow. Like, this thing could kill you tomorrow. It's like killing people at an alarming rate, apparently, because how long has Juul even been out? Like, how long have people really been vaping for? Not that long. What?
Vaping's new, but I always said that, like, especially the hardcore vapers that swear that it saved their lives and, like, got them off cigarettes, it's probably going to come back to haunt you because we haven't been doing it long enough for there to be a real study on it.
Okay, well, right now... this is the most recent article posted by the Washington Post just yesterday. What's today? The 8th? Yeah, just yesterday they posted about it that they're linking all this vaping to a mysterious lung disease that's happening right now. And this is now, hold on. On Friday, authorities announced a fifth death connected to e-cigarettes battery-powered devices that can look like flash drives. Why are they describing what it looks like? Just call it a Juul. That's what it is. It looks like a flash drive. Okay, but like, was that worth noting?
I don't know. Maybe it's a conspiracy for big tobacco.
Okay, but wait. Then there was another report earlier this week that they had a second death from a middle-aged adult and they felt ill after vaping with marijuana oil. It was the first casualty linked to a store-bought product. So it's not actually just Juul that's killing people with this mysterious lung disease illness, whatever you want to call it, but it's actually these fake weed carts that are going around, which is another humongous problem. I think that's actually a worse problem than the Juul thing, because that aren't Juul and Juul products regulated by the FDA, or is that like not
I don't true? Think any I'm pretty sure no vape products are approved by the FDA. I think that was a big thing with vape people. Like, they were like petitioning for it to be regulated.
I think the FDA is kind of like, hands up. Honestly, like, I'm not touching that.
I know none of it's good for you, but also the theory that big tobacco is preventing it from being approved or regulated or even looked at is not the craziest theory ever. Like,
big tobacco benefiting from this?
How?
Who created Juul? Like, isn't it a tobacco company?
No, they're all privately owned companies. And they would get...
You don't think that they have investors in these big tobacco companies? I find that hard to believe, that the big tobacco is just like letting e-cigarettes pop up and they're like still pushing for the paper. Like, no, they're definitely behind some of these.
Definitely not.
They definitely are. Why wouldn't they be? It'd be dumb not to be.
No, it's like a fact that they're not. So that's a huge reason that they would be against any of this.
What's the big deal about an e-cigarette? Like, the convenience of it? That you don't have to, like...
No, you don't get any of the chemicals that were in a cigarette.
You're getting all the chemicals in this mysterious liquid that you're smoking, though.
But
so
it's nothing compared to what's in a cigarette.
The thing is, it could be worse, because you're...
It could be.
You're burning, like, say, like... I heard one report that one of these fake weed cart things... had vitamin E in it, which is fine to like ingest and put on your skin and everything. It's fine and natural that way, but it's not fine to smoke it and burn it. It's never been used that way. So that is something that I think people need to be wary about, is that yes, these chemicals and things might seem like more natural things or better than what's in cigarettes, but there's no testing done that makes them safe to be smoked and heated and burned. There's no, I just feel weird about smoking oils, you know?
Yeah, just don't do anything.
I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm not saying stay home and like live in a bubble, just don't smoke things you don't know what the fuck they are.
No, I'm saying don't smoke or vape anything.
Look who's talking. You got your freaking vape hanging out your mouth right now.
I know. I'm not saying me. I'm saying like other people.
So... I'm sorry. You're not allowed to give that kind of advice when you can't even take it yourself.
I don't want to take it, though.
So what's your point?
So, like, if you're conscious about your health and don't want to die, then don't do anything.
I don't think that this podcast is supposed to be motivating anybody to do anything. I think it's just, like, giving our take on it. So, like, don't feel like you have to, like, warn people, like, stay safe, don't vape. Like, they're not going to listen to you.
Okay.
You're also the same person. Just said that Lizzo is massive.
She's fat. I meant fat.
Again, still bad, but...
Not really. It's a fact.
Moving the fuck on. The People's Choice Awards nominations came out, and I fucking can't stand these award shows anymore. I'm so over it.
What
I'm
is
done.
People's Choice? Who does People's Choice?
E. And it's voted by the people, which I appreciate. I'd rather watch something voted by the people than watch something from the Academy. Who is the Academy? I'd like to meet one of these motherfuckers, because you know what? They make some really bad decisions.
This is an award show?
This is an award show. The People's Choice Awards. Come on, James, where have you been?
I don't think I've ever watched that one, and I love award shows.
You don't love award shows?
No. I love the idea of them, but they're terrible. Like, I get excited when they're coming on, but they're
no
unbearable to watch.
No.
Unless they have a good host.
No. I'll tell you what it is. Award shows aren't bad. Award shows are good. But like 10 years ago, award shows were good. Yeah. Now, these award shows suck. Yeah. 10 years ago, Kanye got on stage and told Taylor Swift to eat shit, basically. Yeah. Like, that's when award shows died that day. That's when it everything went down afterwards. Because then they said, okay, Kanye can't drink anymore at award shows. And that ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to go back to days when Kanye could drink at award shows, even though I fucking hate Kanye. I still think that was a better time to be alive during award
shows.
Don't
they like pander now to any social kind of issue that's going on? Like,
totally.
There's no black awards.
Totally.
Next year, all black people win.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever, LGBTQ, nothing. All of a sudden, all these gay and trans are winning.
Yeah.
It's like, just...
It's not authentic. Bro, it's not real. Like, you just like, come on, just keep it real. Like, give it to the best person. You don't have to make it, like, don't make it a thing.
The best person's white every year. Let it be white. The best, whatever. It doesn't matter. Best person's black. Let it be black. Just don't pander to it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Anyway, so for the People's Choice Awards, they have the standard categories, TV, movies, music. But they have pop culture now, which I think is a cool category to have. So in this category are the, like, different subcategories, right? So we're going to break those down. If you want to open it up, you can, so you can look. But I'll give you the pop culture category and like each award, I guess.
And this is like YouTube, social media?
Yeah. So we got the Social Star of 2019, the Animal Star of 2019, the Game Changer of 2019. Everything's going to end in 2019, so I'm going to stop saying 2019. The Beauty Influencer, Comedy Act, Pop Podcast, I don't know why I said it like that. Social Celebrity and Style Star. So let's start with Social Star of 2019. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know half these people.
What are they, though?
So it looks like it's YouTubers. So we got, hold on. So first of all, why are we giving awards to YouTubers? I don't agree with this.
I agree with it because YouTube is such an enormous platform now. Especially, I mean, there's a lot of famous people that came out of YouTube.
Yeah, but these YouTubers, once we get through it, I'm going to tell you more why I don't feel like... But, like, Social Star is not the same thing as YouTube Star. So, what the fuck is a Social Star? Is it just, like... Because some of these people weren't even on YouTube or aren't even on YouTube, but they were Vine people. Mm. And then they're now just, like, have an Instagram following from Vine. So, it's like... Yeah. I don't know. These people getting famous off of nothing... Basically, is what this category is. Okay, so we got nominees that I know: Shane Dawson, Tana Mojo, Liza Koshy, Ricky Thompson. Those are the only people from this category that I know. Do you know any of those people?
I don't know any. I know.
You got to know Shane Dawson. He's like the only YouTuber.
I don't know him.
Across all. What?
I know David Dobrik.
Who's David Dobrik? I don't know who that is.
He dated.
Wait. I didn't go through the rest of the nominees, so I'm going through the rest. We got these people that I don't know. Emma Chamberlain, David Dobrik, the Dolan twins, and the, oh, my stomach, and the Ace family. The Ace family. A-C-E.
Yeah, I hate them all, honestly. I don't know who those people are, but I hate them.
Who are those last four people? I don't know. Who's David Dobrik? That's the one you know?
Yeah, he actually dated Liza Koshy.
Oh, Scandal.
Oh, like Public.
Oh, not Scandal.
He's got a massive YouTube channel.
Who?
Massive.
What does he do?
My YouTube.
But like, what does he do on YouTube?
Like vlogging. He vlogs.
What does he do on a vlog?
I don't know.
That's why I don't want to... What are we giving awards for? Like, what is that? Like, honestly, Tana Mojo should not be nominated for anything ever. She is probably a trash bag in a human form. That is what I think of her.
I like it.
Honestly. She's... Just human trash bag. So, again, if you had to vote, who would you vote for?
I don't know any of them, except for...
So, what do you think of your David guy?
I guess I'd vote for... I don't know any of them. I'd vote for
him. I'm voting for Ricky Thompson because he's fucking hilarious. He's funny AF. But I think he was one of those Vine people who now just has a social, like, Instagram following, which is fine. That's cool. But is that award worthy?
No.
No?
I don't like any of them.
No. Okay.
I don't like this whole idea, actually.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. Okay, next we got the beauty influencer category. Now, I want to break this down a little bit because this is my realm.
All right,
This is where I live, okay? So I know all these people except one. But again, why are we having awards? Why are we including these people into award shows? Like, I understand that this is something that's relevant right now, but it's not going to be very soon. Like, I don't think this is something that's going to be relevant in the nearest future. Like, beauty influencers on YouTube, that's a dying industry right now. Hate to say it because that's my industry, but at the same time, you got to be realistic. These people are basically paid by brands to wear or use their shit, and is that worthy of an award? Because all you're doing is just taking free shit, wearing it, making a video of you putting it on, and then going out about your day, not at a real job. Like, it would be better. Like, I think beauty influencer category in general would be better if these were real people who were like, okay, I'm gonna use this product and put it on at 6 o'clock in the morning when I wake up and go to work, and I'll come back and let you know how it is. And then that's some shit that should be going on in the beauty industry specifically. Like, we want to see real people now. We don't want to see these facade of these, you know, going on these fancy vacations and these brand trips and all this crazy shit. And it's just like,
yep.
I didn't hear a single word
you just said.
I know you didn't, and we could just cut all that out because I just want to be heard.
We're on a rant. We're keeping it.
I don't want to keep it, so just take it anyway. So let's break down these nominees. We got nobody that you know.
Oh,
we
so we're gonna just keep going?
Yeah, I gotta vote.
Just vote. Just say your vote.
Who are you voting for?
Beauty influencer?
Yeah, but I can tell you a little bit about them.
Make it quick.
And I could tell you who not to vote for.
Okay.
Desi Perkins, Angel on Earth. I think she's actually probably the closest thing to an angel. So
let me just pick by. I'm going to pick by looks.
Okay, pick by looks. Then we got Bretman Rock, hilarious Hawaiian guy. Jackie Aina, I have thoughts. She's a beautiful woman. Appreciate what she's doing. James Charles, a trash bag human being. Jeffree Star, another trash bag human being. Nikita Dragon, half a trash bag human being. She's half human. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to go with her.
Don't.
She looks the best.
Oh, does she? Nikki Tutorials, another angel on earth. And I don't know who RCL Beauty Rachel.
You don't know who that is.
RCL Beauty Rachel Levin. I don't know who that is, but I will do some research and report back. But I have no clue who that is. And I'm telling you, I've been deep in the industry for a while. And I pretty much know a lot of these people. And that is a shocker. I don't know who that person is. They should not be nominated. So your vote, Nikita Dragon?
Sure. That doesn't matter, but yeah.
Okay. She has a dick.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Jeffree Star?
No, it's too late now.
Jeffree Star is
hot. You voted for Nikita Dragon. That's on you. But I vote for Desi Perkins because she's an angel on earth.
Okay. Next topic.
Don't say next topic.
I mean next.
Don't say next anything. Like, next should never come out of your mouth.
Why? Is that your job?
No, because I just don't like the way it sounds.
Next?
Like, when you say it, like, in this, when we're doing the podcast, it drives me fucking crazy. So okay. Just don't say it. Cut all that out, too.
I'm not.
Next, we have social celebrity. What the fuck is a social celebrity? And let me tell you who they are. Ariana Grande, Cardi B, Ellen DeGeneres, Justin Bieber, KKW, Kim Kardashian West, Miley Cyrus, Shawn Mendes, and Taylor Swift. Reminding you of the category, social celebrity. What the fuck does this mean? What are we voting for? Like, is it just like your favorite celebrity? But why is Ellen DeGeneres there? Because, like, okay, she's everyone's favorite celebrity. Let's be honest.
I'm picking Kim Kardashian.
But what is this category?
Kim Kardashian.
Why are you picking Kim?
Do you want to know why? She went from, like, getting famous to just from a sex tape to releasing people from prison. I'm all in on Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
I'm all in.
Okay. I feel you.
I'm not a hater on any of the Kardashians anymore. I'm all in on them.
Yeah.
I mean, all in. We're the stupid ones.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there like sleeping on money. Like, what are you talking? Like, were you making fun of us? I got $1 billion makeup industry. My whole body's fake, but I got $1 billion makeup industry. This one's making stupid money. She's so bored, she started releasing people from prison. I mean, awesome.
She's so bored. She's so bored.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I said you get a law degree. And yeah, I'll see you guys
later.
Yeah,
like it's hard.
Yeah. That's.
That's exactly what it is. All right, fuck it. I'm voting for Kim Kardashian, too.
I'm all in.
I'm all in on Kim K. She's getting all 25 of my votes. You know you get 25 votes a day for each category? You giving her all 25?
Yeah, I guess. I'll give Ellen one. Support the gays.
James.
I don't want to be...
Oh, God.
I don't want to be canceled.
This is really terrible. Cut that out.
I don't want to be canceled.
Okay, animal, moving right along. Animal Star, I'm going to just have to roll on past that one because I'm sorry. We're voting for a dog now?
We're not doing
like,
this,
we're
not.
Voting for a dog cat category? Hard no. I don't even know who any of these dogs are. Whose dogs are these?
Yeah, no, we're not doing
Should
that.
We sign Cleo up to be a dog?
No.
The famous dog?
Fucking annoying bitch.
Comedy Act of 2019.
Ooh, okay, what do we got?
All right, we got Amy Schumer.
No.
Colleen Ballinger. Ballinger?
No.
Hold on, I gotta make this bigger.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, we got Amy Schumer, Colleen Ballinger.
Oh, Miranda Sings.
She's Miranda Sings.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
But
is that
no.
a kid thing?
Hmm.
Is that a grown-up thing?
It's like both.
Because I'm in between.
No.
Okay, we got Gabriel Fluffy.
No.
Iglesias?
He's a gigantic, both physically and metaphorically, comedian. And
but what is he's does something recently? Because I've never seen anything by him recently.
He's huge comedian.
Okay.
Tours stadiums, huge. Not a fan.
I've heard of him. Joe Rogan.
Yeah, baby, all in.
Ken Jeong.
You complete me, ho. I guess, was that his comedy special?
Yeah, I think these are all by, like, their comedy special or their most recent, like, comedy tour.
Okay.
Okay, so we got Kevin Hart.
No.
Kevin Hart, Irresponsible. I don't remember. Did we watch that?
Yeah, it was his newest one.
It was okay. It was all right. Wanda Sykes. Trevor Noah.
I gotta go with my guy.
Okay, if we're going by who they are, not their most recent project... I'm going Trevor Noah. If that's how we're voting, like just by people like that we like, I'm voting Trevor Noah in this category. But I did like Amy Schumer's most recent special, Growing, on Netflix. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Was it?
Yes. So if I'm voting on like the act of the year, the project of the year, I'll vote for Amy Schumer. But if I'm voting for my person, I love me some Trevor Noah.
I'm one of those guys that even if I liked all seven other people more than...
Talk into the mic.
Seven other things listed more than my guy, I'm still going to vote for my guy. And that's Joe Rogan.
Gay. That's Ken Jeong.
Edit that
Ken
out.
Jeong?
You're getting canceled. Huh?
Is it Ken Jeong?
Ken Jeong. You know he was,
or Ken Jeong.
He was a doctor?
He was a doctor?
Yeah.
And then he like stopped doctoring?
Yeah, do comedy and act. Doctor or lawyer? No, doctor. Something.
I don't know. Check your facts on that, bro.
Okay.
Style Star. I guess this is a fashion category. I'm just going to think that. I don't know.
Oh, that's my
So style. We got Cardi B. Celine Dion. Question mark. Gigi Hadid. Harry Styles. J-Lo. KKW. Lady Gaga, Rihanna.
Isn't Celine Dion like 90?
I thought she was dead, TBH.
But
I can't believe she's nominated for Style Icon in 2019 when like, huh?
I don't really care about this category. All I'm going to say is whenever Rihanna has anything on.
Yeah.
She kills it.
Yeah.
She wins.
I would say most recently, though, with this extra weight she's got, I don't know if it's as much.
It's even better.
I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm not even fat-shaming me. I'm just saying for her, I feel like this has been her like weakest fashion year. I don't know. So far, like, I'm not impressed by anything that she's put on most recently.
You didn't see the video she posted on Instagram?
But today? Honestly, I don't really follow fashion heavy like that. So I don't really care about this category at all. But I mean, if I had to vote, I'd vote for Rihanna because of her, you know, like everything she's built over the years. But I'm just saying this past year, let's keep it real. She's been kind of weak.
Okay.
No lie. The game changer category. Now, this is a sports category and I don't follow sports. So I don't know any of these people, but I'm going to break it down for you guys so you guys can make your own decision. So we got Alex Morgan. I'm just going to guess that she's a soccer player. I don't know. I have zero idea, but soccer. Then we got Coco, tennis. Come on. You know Coco. Drew Brees. Some football team. Who does he play for?
Saints.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. He's played for them for a long time. LeBron. Who does he even play for now?
Lakers.
How long has he played for them? He just came from the Cavs, right?
Yeah. This is his second year.
Okay. So we got LeBron. We got Megan. Oh, no. She's Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
She's a soccer player.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. I'd vote for her, but I'm voting for Serena. She's next. Serena Williams. Oh, Simone Biles.
Yeah, but what's... you're just naming athletes. What's the award?
Or Stephen Curry.
But
Stephen,
what's the award? Steven. What's the award?
Game changer of 2019. What does that mean? So who killed it in 2019? Like
in sports? In or sports. Off the court?
We got to say in sports. These are sports people.
Well, that's a whole another.
So Simone Biles.
Why?
Because she's the most Megan decorated Rapinoe gymnast in the world.
Just won the cup for the U.S. women's team. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, but she's not the only one on the team. Why is it just her?
She's like the biggest one because she's gay.
Exactly. Should they just give it to the gay person because they're gay, or should they give it to the best person because they're the best?
But if this is the...
If you put Megan Rapinoe and like Simone Biles side by side,
this can't have
Simone Biles is out fucking doing her in everything.
This can't have to do with sports. Because, like, what has Drew Brees done? Who is Coco Gauff?
She's tennis.
LeBron James. Lakers had, like, the worst season ever.
Yeah, I don't know why LeBron...
It has to be off-the-court stuff.
I don't... But no, who...
LeBron James,
I don't know what any
of
these people are doing off the court. I don't even know what they're doing on the court. How am I supposed to vote what they're doing off? I don't follow these people like that. Serena Williams, only person that I actually follow. So... I'm voting Simone Biles.
I'm voting for none. I'm not voting.
You have to vote.
Okay.
You voted for every other category. Megan, now Megan, you're not going to vote?
Megan Rapinoe, because she actually is the only winner on this fucking thing.
How can you say that?
Well, Serena just got beat yesterday.
Okay, but Simone Biles is the most decorated gymnast in the world who just won another national championship. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going Megan. I like her haircut. How about that?
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, shit.
Pop podcast of 2019. One day, I hope we're nominated. Putting that out there in the universe.
So how many of these have you listened to? Armchair.
Can you talk into the mic? Because
how many of these have you listened to?
Guys? Okay, I've listened to
Expert.
One. Two.
Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. Getting Curious, Jonathan Van Hess. Scrubbing In with Becca, whatever. Wind Down with
Jonathan. You have to give the whole thing if you're doing it, okay? So what are you doing?
Mark Maron, Joe Rogan Experience, Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow, Bitch Sesh, A Real Housewives Breakdown with Casey Wilson and Daniel Schneider. So I've only listened to two of them. Three. Joe Rogan, What the Fuck with Mark Maron, and Armchair Expert. And again, I'm about to stick with my guy and Joe Rogan.
Okay, thank you for that. We all were waiting for you to... patiently on
the
edge of our seat.
Out of any of those,
your opinion again?
That's fact.
I honestly I don't give a fuck.
So who are you voting for?
I'm not voting for anybody.
What?
I'm voting for Laundry Day Podcast.
Like, you just made me vote. I want.
No, I'm voting for Laundry Day Podcast because I don't know how you just ran over me. Like
have you
that.
Listened to honestly though? Have you listened to Armchair Expert?
Listen to me. What? Yes.
So good.
Okay, really, and you didn't even vote for it.
I know, but...
So what are you talking
because
about?
Because I said, if there's a category with eight people, one of them is my guy, And
since when is Joe Rogan like your guy? Howard Stern used to be your guy. If you put Howard Stern and Joe Rogan in a room together, who are you fucking?
Neither.
I said what I said.
Neither. There's three people in my life that would be, I would love to meet. Two of them are Joe Rogan and Howard Stern. And
I thought you were going to say two of them are Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan, number one and number two.
No, I mean, I've been Joe Rogan fan since I can't even remember, since he started his podcast. But Armchair Expert is really good. He does really good interviews.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that information. I'm voting for Jonathan Van Nuys. Getting curious. Yeah, I'll vote for him. I'll vote for that one because I just want to vote against Joe Rogan.
Oh, you haven't listened to it?
I haven't listened to what?
Jonathan Van.
I have.
Oh.
And he's another angel.
Oh, that's the guy from.
Yes. Huh. Queer Eye. Killing it. He's got the most fabulous hair that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Word.
So. All right. We're starting a new segment. Cleo, shut the fuck up.
God, look,
look at you. Look at you. Fucking dummy. Lay down. Okay. Starting a new segment called... Actually, let me break it down like this. So there's a trend going on. A trend of outrage, let's say, going on recently. Everybody's in their feelings about everything. You can't say anything without offending someone. And it, like, this is almost recently. Most recently, I feel like this has happened in the last, like, 4 or 5 years. I would say sometime within that period of time, everyone, like, has gotten extra sensitive. So, with that being said, I'm starting a segment called Is Your Outrage Justified? Because I'm telling you right now, it's probably not ever.
No. Well.
Well, it might be.
It might be, but most of the time.
But most of the time, probably no. In this case.
Depending on the source.
Yeah. Okay. So we got one. We got one. Okay.
Okay. So is this topic going to be like, is your outrage justified? And then there's going to be one thing?
Well, today it's one thing. Okay. If I had more than one thing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But if I had more than one thing, yeah, of course I'd put more than one thing, but I only got one thing, so we got one thing.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so Dave Chappelle recently released his new Netflix special, perfectly titled Sticks and Stones. Hello. Sticks and Stones might break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Hello. Whoever watched that special and got offended should have just said that to themselves 10 times over, because that's exactly... Anyway, moving on. So, in this special, I think that he came with the Dave Chappelle we all know and love, the really raw, like rough around the edges, like very direct, blunt, like no bullshit, like keeping it real. And I think that rubbed people the wrong way, because the topics that he chose to joke about, and in that, I think that that's why people are in their feelings. But overall, what did you watch the special? I watched the special. We watched the special. What'd you think?
I thought it was possibly the best special I've seen in like 10 years.
Agreed.
Maybe. I mean, I can think of a couple off the top of my head, but also, you know, he was bringing up like real current event stuff that people were currently outraged by, and making jokes about it, and said multiple times in his stand-up that they're gonna be writing about this one. They're gonna be writing about this one, like, he knew what was happening, he just didn't give a fuck. And which is the underlying like law of comedy.
Yeah,
it's like you're gonna talk about current events that spark outrage, that make people think, that make people angry. That's what it should do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's stand-up comedies on specials now that just like, you know, there's funny specials where people just talk about their lives and their experiences, which I think is also like the basis of comedy. But him just taking all these social things and making fun of it and having his spin on it, which, by the way, a lot of the shit was so accurate. that whole bit on the LGBT.
We're not there yet. Okay. We're not there yet. We're breaking it down. Hold on.
I don't even remember what you asked.
I just wanted to know your overall thoughts on the special.
It was amazing.
It's good.
It might have been his best. Very close up there with Killing Him Softly.
He's had, I feel like he does a special. Most recently, he's done like three in the past like 3 years, 3 or 4 years. Like, I feel like he's done one consecutively. And we saw him, 2 years ago? We saw him live.
Yeah.
And I feel like this special for me made me a Dave Chappelle fan again, because it was true to him and his comedy and the way he's been, and like it brought me back to those days when I was watching the Chappelle show. And it was like, you know, the black guy that's in the KKK, like that shit was hilarious. And obviously those things are meant to like maybe offend you or make you feel weird or whatever, but that's the point. It's comedy. It's a joke. You can't take it seriously. You can't take offense to it, no matter what it is. So I think that the special was really, really good, but let's get into what people are actually mad about.
Yeah.
So he did the Michael Jackson. He did a joke bringing up the Michael Jackson thing and saying, basically, he said, I don't believe them. I don't believe them because why didn't he take Macaulay Culkin? But at the same time, it's a joke. I get it. It's funny, but that documentary was so hard to watch, and all that shit that came out about Michael Jackson, it's hard to brush over and act like it's fine and joke about it, maybe to you, but to him, this is his livelihood, and I feel like that you can't get mad at him for that.
Yeah.
Do you think that joke went too far?
I don't think any joke in comedy goes too far.
Unless
you're that dude from Seinfeld that went nuts that one time.
He went too
far.
That
wasn't even comedy. But that, like, if you're on a stage and you're telling comedy and you bought tickets to that show or you're home and you click on his face on Netflix, I don't think you're allowed to be offended.
Agreed.
Agreed. I really don't. So, no, I don't think it was offensive. Honestly, I don't even really remember the...
Oh, I think I have it right here. Okay, so I just pulled up the Barstool article. Oh, I fucking hate Barstool. I fucking hate Barstool. I'm not shouting at Barstool, by the way. I literally despise Barstool, and I'd rather find literally any other source. But they did have... the only article that I could find that had direct, like, lines from the special, and that's the only reason I'm opening up this article right now, just to let you know.
Just to go back on my three people, it was Joe Rogan, Howard Stern, and Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool Sports, but keep going.
Okay. So for the Michael Jackson thing, he flat out said, I don't believe these motherfuckers, after describing the allegations and describing the scenario as gross. And then he said, saying that if he'd heard Michael Jackson molested these kids, he'd wonder, well, what were those kids wearing at the time? Taking it to like that victim blamer, like that kind of spin on it, I think anything you say and you spin it to offend multiple people, then like you're offending one section and then you flip it and now you're offending and like bringing in another, I don't know what this.
Didn't he also say that?
It just makes it like a little bit like, okay, now you know it's a joke because now it's like supposed to be like overly offensive to you. You know what I'm saying?
Pat wrote this. He also said that he was trying to flex on, like he was trying to flex on the kids. He wasn't trying to have sex with them, like bring them over to his house and like show them all the cool shit he bought. Was that in his?
I don't know if he said that, but if he didn't, that would have been funnier.
Okay.
I don't know. I just feel like it's comedy, and does it go too far when it's this Michael Jackson thing? Because that was so, I want to say fresh. It was a couple months ago, like this Michael Jackson thing happened. So I feel like we should be past it now. And like, you know, they got paid for their segment in the documentary. And I just feel like the Michael Jackson thing, I feel like it's hard for you to take that outrage and like make it realistic. Like, you had no interaction with Michael Jackson ever. You've probably had no interaction with anyone who was affected by Michael Jackson ever. So just sit, take several seats and check yourself. Next, he did that LGBT joke that I think has a lot of people in their feels in the trans community. But that joke was funny.
It was funny because it was so accurate.
So true. I mean, if you haven't watched the special, you'll have to watch the special, because I don't want to ruin it for you by like drawing out the jokes and like making jokes. Like, watch the special, listen to this part after, and then give us your thoughts. I think that everything he talked about was meant to press people's buttons. Every single thing.
He said that multiple times.
So why?
Juicy
Smollier. Juicy Smollier?
Y'all know that French actor? You know him. Juicy Smollier. Like, all of it was just, I mean, so good. Like, so good that it's hard to even watch comedy. Like, I can't go up and watch a special. It's not going to be on the same par as that.
No.
So, like, what could you say bad about it?
No.
He offended people. Get over it. It's comedy.
It's comedy.
So, there's a guy, yeah.
Rein it in. So, you... Should I hold my breath? So, with all that being said, is the outrage justified? Is your outrage justified?
No.
No. No. If you watch the Dave Chappelle's special and you feel something bubbling inside you, that rage, and you want to tweet about it, and you want to talk about it, and you want to be angry about it, don't. Just turn off the special, go to sleep, read a book, and you'll be all right. I'm telling you. Don't let this get you upset. If you haven't watched it, I recommend you do. Watch it. Let us know what you think. And if you watch it till the very, 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 very end, there's a bonus segment where Dave Chappelle does a Q&A. And if you watch that, you'll see my brother, my oldest brother, Cooper, ask him not one, but two questions. And one of them being, can I have a cigarette?
And the other question he didn't even answer.
So really funny. You'll enjoy it. But I think that brings us to the end of this episode. First episode back. We'll be back next week with a new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Laundry Day Podcast. I don't know what else to say. Bye. Follow us, tweet us. Don't tweet us. We don't check the Twitter. But follow us. Follow Geared Regular Instagram.
Are you retarded?
I don't feel like I'm really tired right now. Wait, I had something else to say. We're on Spotify. If you're listening to this episode on Spotify, please screenshot it and put it on your story, and I'll share it, and it'll be amazing. And I'm so happy that we're on Spotify now. That's all I have to say. I'm so fucking tired. I gotta go to bed.
Bye.
Peace.